the Front National's annual May Day parade in Paris, several thousand supporters of Marine Le Pen chant, "On est chez nous," we're in our own home. It's a patriotic cry, an expression of what some French people feel should be the case, but no longer is. With open markets and cheap labour from Eastern Europe, multinationals taking over French industries and then laying off staff when it suits the shareholders, ultra-liberal policies which allow mass immigration, the FN claims traditional French life and very identity are being destroyed. And it's all the fault of those grave diggers in Brussels, says Marine Le Pen.
Le peuple français ne contrôle plus rien.
The French people don't control anything anymore. Banks, money, borders. States have a lot in common with human beings. A state which controls nothing becomes a depressed state.
Un État qui ne contrôle plus rien est un État qui s'enfonce dans la déprime.
Le Pen's party promises a patriotic, sovereignist pick-me-up, a tonic for the troops. Brussels is the problem, the Front National is the answer. They'll scrap the euro, bring back the franc, and hold a referendum on leaving the EU if and when Le Pen becomes France's next president. Recent polls show that despite growing Euroscepticism, the majority of French people are not yet in favour of leaving the Union. So how come the FN are expected to win on Sunday? For political scientist Nona Mayer, a specialist on far-right parties, the European elections are an ideal platform for the FN.
We have a very good context for that kind of party. We have the economic crisis, the recession, and we have a political crisis. There's the feeling that the left was in office, the right was in office, they even governed together, and they haven't found the solution to fight against the recession and against unemployment. So that anti-system, anti-politicians dimension, that's very good for her. And last, these parties thrive on fear. And there's not only the fear of falling down the social ladder, there's the fear of Islam. She plays on that. And on all these fears, the party is playing, and the European election is a very good context for that, because Europe means more immigration. It means open borders. It means an attack against the national sovereignty of these countries. And it means a threat for cultural and national identity.
Le Pen claims the FN can win between 15 and 20 seats. They currently have three. Doing well in the European polls is vital to Le Pen's grand game plan.
If they get a very good score, if they manage to send some 20 deputies in the European Parliament, if they manage to make a group in the European Parliament, that means they'll be far more visible. That means they'll have more money. And that means that they'll prepare their political dynamic, national one in France. So for her, it's really vital.
Le Pen hopes to form a kind of European Freedom Alliance within the European Parliament in Strasbourg, designed to upset the Union from inside. Forming it requires 25 MEPs from seven different countries, so it's not a done deal, says Mayer. But supposing they do pull it off?
They are going to try to do at the European level what they have done in France for years, try to block situation. Maybe they cannot win elections, but they can block the others. We could get something like one third of the deputies in the future European Parliament. That could be one way or another Eurosceptic.
Recent polls show that the Front National is running at around 25%, just ahead of the Conservative UMP and a good few points ahead of the Socialist Party. But the margin of error in polls is around 3%, so the UMP could still be first past the post. And then there's the issue of abstention, expected to be as high as 60%. That could hit the FN hard, as a good portion of its supporters are working class and less inclined to vote in European elections. Even Le Pen herself recognises that it isn't easy to get people to vote for an institution they despise. In her May the 1st speech, she solemnly called on her supporters to be good patriots and go to the polls.
Le 25 mai, le jour des élections européennes.
On the 25th of May, for the European elections, it's not just essential to go and vote, it's vital for France. Those who don't vote on May 25th will leave the partisans of the European Union free to continue their grave digging. Don't let me down. It's your duty as a patriot.
C'est votre devoir de patriote.
A banner at Le Pen's rally in Paris last weekend showed how tricky the FN's task is. It read, "No to Brussels, yes to France." A slogan that would not be out of place in a campaign to boycott the elections altogether. For RFI, Alison Hurd in Paris.